You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
We'll do that. Saturday morning, this church offers a great breakfast, and you're giving your testimony, correct? Saturday morning, one of our musicians over here. And 9 o'clock, free breakfast, best breakfast in town. And so if you'd like to come to that, we invite you. This church is very good to us to allow us to use these facilities, and we appreciate that. So thank you for being here. We're going to have a great special tonight, and Brother Doug, you're still there, aren't you? Okay, Brother Doug's going to introduce that. Thank you for being here.
Amen and amen. Mr. Reynolds was on his way back from Nashville this week, and he called me day or two back, and he said, I'm going to be there at the rec room, and he said, I'll pick if you'll sing. And I just considered it an honor. And don't you miss Mr. Reynolds when he's not here? Don't you miss him? Yeah. It's just not the same when you're not here. Amen. And Kenny for sure. We're going to be blessed. And so Miss Rhonda, come on up here tonight. Miss Rhonda's going to sing a special for us here tonight. And this church is blessed with beautiful singers. Miss Dolores and Miss Rhonda and Pastor Kathy, Pastor Johnny's wife Kathy, y'all are the three best singers in Odessa. You really are. I just consider it an honor just to be able to get up on the stage with these ladies. But Miss Rhonda, you come and bless us in song here tonight.
Thank you. It's nice to be here tonight. And the song I'm going to sing tonight, you know, I like to sing songs with a message. Well, tonight I'm singing a song, and I want you to listen to the words. And this is a song that says that you may not have anything else in your life, but Jesus can be in your life every day in your heart. You may lose your liberty. You may lose the right to vote. You may lose the right to have a gun. You may lose all these rights with where you've been today. But I can tell you today that Jesus will never leave you if you accept him and keep him in your heart. Nothing can take him out of your heart. It's up to you. So I want you to listen tonight, and I hope you're blessed by this song.
Send my soul to hell. They can take away our liberty to preach God's holy word. They can make it be against the law if we witness door to door. Oh, they can stop our voice from preaching in the streets. Oh, and even in the park. But they'll never take my Jesus out of my heart. They can take away our right to pray, even throw us off in jail, but they can't take away the life He gave or send my soul to hell.
No, it can't.
Yeah, they can take my blessed Bible, tear the pages all apart, but they'll never take my
you what, we got as good a music as you're going to find in Odessa. And let me tell you something, all these people do this because they want you to have the good music. I'm thankful that they'll take their time. Everybody that's on this stage up here tonight has got some other things they could be doing, and they're here helping us, helping the rec room. And we're extremely fortunate. This is January will mark 31 years since I started going into prison doing a Bible class. We started Loops in about 1991. It originated in Oklahoma City because some people and I were very interested in prison. In fact, one of the church members there had been in the prison. The pastor of the church had been down two or three times to speak. And we've been very fortunate. God has blessed Loops over the years with some great people, and that's been our total assets, is good people. And God has given us that. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. If you don't have a Bible and would like to do that, if you'll lift your hand, we'll get you one. John, chapter 10. While they're doing that, let me... this weekend, we're having annual board meeting for Loops, and the president of Loops, who's from Oklahoma City, and his wife are down, and Derek and Sherry McCammon are here with us. They've been here before. They come down to visit with us. They're interested in what's going on with the rec room, and we appreciate them. Get to know them before we leave, and tell them how good a job I'm doing. Yeah, go up and brag to them. I'm trying to talk him into doubling my salary. Derek said he would. Anyhow, we're looking forward to that, and we've got some good things coming for Loops, and we're proud of it. John chapter 10. If you are not following along with us in the Bible, listen, if you would, carefully. We're going to read a few verses here. Jesus is speaking. We're going to start with verse 11. John 10, he speaks nearly all the way through this chapter. But we're not going to read all of it, but we're going to read a few verses. And we'll start with chapter 10, verses 11. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and he leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I must bring, also must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life for the sheep, that I may take it again. And then I want to skip down, if I can, then in verse 26, he said, but ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. 10 times in the verses I read, God's children are referred to as sheep. Now, I want you to think about that a minute. That is not a flattering title. Most of us just want to be studs. Big shot. Think about it. No ball club has a mascot of sheep. We've got eagles. We've got Mustangs. We got tigers. We got lions. We got bears. We got Permian Panthers. No, that's a Broncos. But they're not in sheep. Sheep is a dumb animal. You've never seen a sign that said, beware of sheep. Don't come in this yard, I got a sheep. You won't like it, my sheep won't put up with it. In fact, let me take you back, just back to the book of Isaiah. Go back to the book of Isaiah, if you would, chapter 53. Tells us a little something here about sheep. This is that great chapter that prophesies about Jesus Christ and him coming to suffer on the cross. But in verse 6, Isaiah 53:6, it said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Now notice, he didn't say all we like sheep grabbed a shepherd, knocked him down, tore up the fence, and hooked him. We just gone astray. We just ambled off. Sheep will do that. Very silently, you look up and they're gone. There's been no fanfare. There's been no noise. There's been no stampede. They just strayed. All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way. You know what the definition of sin is? done it our way. This is exactly what it is. We're not talking here about drinking and drugging and cussing and all this. We're just going to do it our way. All we like sheep. That's years ago, and most of you are too young to remember who Frank Sinatra was, but Royce does. He's an old man. Yeah. But he used to sing a song, "I Did It My Way." Back when I was younger, I used to copy that song, "I Did It My Way." And one day I looked up after I did it my way, and it's the biggest mess I'd ever seen. I mean, I had a backlash in my life that I couldn't undo. Somebody was just going to have to cut the string till Jesus came along. He said, "All we like sheep have gone astray." So I want you to go back to John 10 now. We're going to look at something. We are a purchased sheep. Look at verse 11 of John 10. And Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." The sheep cost him his very life. Every now and then we read of somebody who gives their life for another. But Jesus gave his life for some enemies. Paul said that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, not while we were trying to straighten up, do good, turn over a new leaf, act right, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Notice in verse 15, "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Do you ever think about this? The only reason that he would buy us was because he wanted us. See, we don't buy stuff we don't want. Jesus Christ wanted us. I don't know why. I don't have a clue why. But he did. He laid down his life for the sheep. I want them. I will buy them. I want them. And he bought us. He paid the debt for you and I. And then he marked us. This is kind of interesting. Look at verse 27. Verse 27 said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." All of God's sheep are earmarked. See, you can't brand a sheep. They're marked in their ears. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." That's what they don't hear others' voices. And they don't hear voices going off in their head. And they don't hear some other shepherd. He said, "They hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice." That mark, they pay attention to what God says, not what somebody else says. There's one voice, not two voices, not a bunch of voices. One voice. "My sheep hear my voice." And then the second thing he said, "They follow me." They're also marked in the foot, in the hoof. They follow me. Not only do they hear me, they follow me. They're going to do what I ask them to do. And by the way, if you follow the Good Shepherd, you know where you end up? Heaven. If you follow him, you're going to follow him all the way to heaven. That's where he's going. That's where he is today, seated at the right hand of the Father. So if we're following him, that's where we're going. Not out here someplace else. Notice verse 28. "I give unto them eternal life." About how long does that last? Anybody want to give me a number? How long does eternal life last? On and on and on. There's no end. Eternal life. I give them eternal. Notice that I give it to them. Can't earn it. Can't buy it. I give unto them eternal life. And notice the next part. Not only do you get eternal life, he said, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Neither can any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. He said, they're in my hand. And then God puts his hand over my hand, which is over you and me. And then he said, I and my Father are one. They're welded together. And nobody, not only can anybody get in there to get to you, you can't get out. They shall never perish. That's a pretty good deal for the sheep, isn't it? I'd say they got along real well. Now then, let me ask you something. I want you to bow your heads a minute. Heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around. And maybe tonight, for the first time, you realize what Jesus Christ has done for you. Maybe tonight you realize that you're not one of God's sheep. You're one of those that drifted off and did it his way. And I hope you realize that tonight you can become one of God's sheep. But you say, Leland, I've never been saved. Would you just slip up your hand and let me know it? I want to pray for you. God bless you, sir. I see your hand. So I see yours, huh? Yeah, anyone? Yes, I see your hand. Anybody else? Real quickly, we're going to pray. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Yes, I see your hand, sir. I've never been saved. Anybody else? You can put it back down. Anyone else? Real quickly before we pray. Our Heavenly Father, you've seen the hands, men, women. And Father, we know this, that you said, whosoever would ask you, would call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. We can become, anybody in here can become your sheep tonight, that you would hold in your hand for eternity. And no one could ever pluck them out. Father, tonight, help them to step out for you. I want you to stand to your feet, heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. Brother Charles, we're going to sing, Lord, I'm coming home. I want you to come on this very first verse and say, I want to trust this Jesus. I want that joy and happiness and peace and a home in heaven tonight. You can have it. Will you come right now?
I've wandered far.
Come on. You lifted your hand. That's the first step. Second step, will you step out? Come right on. Come on. Yes, come right on. Come on, ladies. Yes, come on right now. Okay, guys, come on. Come right on. Yeah.
The paths of sin too long I've trod.
Come on. Do what God wants you to do right now. Come on.
Coming home.
Come on. One other verse. Now, maybe you've been here before and you've put it off before and you put it off, and that's the easiest thing in the world to do. It takes some guts and courage to step out for Jesus Christ. It's not a sissy religion, I'm going to tell you that. God has spoken to you. You know what you need to do. On this verse, will you come? As Charles sings the next verse, this is our last one, whether you come or not. But will you come?
I've wasted many precious
years. Come on.
Now I'm coming.
Mo.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.